You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
And we thank you in advance for all that you purpose to do today. Your anointing is present to change, to heal, to deliver, to set the captive free. But it's also here to renew our minds and to take us to a new place, a place where we got to depend on you. So we thank you in advance for everything that's going to take place. We thank you in advance for the healings, the deliverances, your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have a seat. I'm talking about warriors. I'm talking about warrior within. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What's the country Putin? Ukrainian. The Ukrainian president.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Who did I say?
You said Ukrainian president.
Ukrainian president. That's who I'm talking about. Ukrainian president. Y'all got me? Y'all listening? Now, he's an example of a warrior. They asked the man. Now, he president, or whatever they call him. They asked the man, we got a car, we'll get you out of here. He said, I don't need no car, I need some bullets. I need some ammunition. Now, how do you think a man or a woman that can leave and don't? I mean, they showed him, he don't have on no shirt and tie. He got on a Warriors colors. Then the other thing he said, tell you what, when the Russians come, they won't see the backs of us, they'll see the face of us. Y'all know what that means, right? That means I ain't running like a coward, I'm coming to you. Now, he got it from the Bible, that's what David did. David got mad at the people talking about, wait a minute, what are y'all talking about this guy? Just because he's tall, he big, he got a big sword? He said, I'm going to go get me some rocks. Already got my sling. He got 5 stones because Goliath had some brothers. But after David ran to the man, Goliath still talking, telling David what he going to do. What situation do you need to run to? Don't run from the creditor, run to him. Don't run from lack, run to abundance. Guys, it's a choice, but we got to make. We got to fight, man. Now, let me rephrase that. We got to enforce what's already been won. Yeah, don't that sound better? We have to enforce. That means remind people, things, places where we are. Wait a minute. You came to the wrong house. You knocked on the wrong door. Don't get me started there. The warrior within. I mean, talk truth to me. How many of y'all have shifted in some kind of way by the message? Raise your hands, you shifted some kind of way. If you move 2 inches, I'll take that and run with it. Amen? Because, guys, this is it. This is it. I told y'all months ago more was coming. Because, see, my Bible says that the earth is travailing for the return of Christ. Remember, a storm used to be just a storm? So when a woman is going into labor, the labor starts real slow. And sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor send them back home. Because they say, well, you haven't labored enough. But we got storms coming every week. Going this place, that place, all kinds of place. That's increased labor. We have 72 degrees one day, and then what we got next day? Now, some call it global warming, but I call it what the word says. And it's okay for us to disagree, is it? Is it okay to disagree? Okay. All right, the warrior within. Y'all ask me, Pastor, what weapons you use? I say it's worship, it's prayer, it's his name, it's the word. And today we're going to talk about his thoughts. Now, last week and on Happy Hour, we talked about how to use his thoughts. But I just thought it would be fitting for us to realize how much he thinks about us. Because, you know, we got people that say, God never thinks about me. What else y'all heard people say about God not thinking about him, loving him? He forgotten about me. He got more important things. Are y'all trying to act shy now? Look, see my mic people moving up on it. All right, let me keep going there. God's thoughts, too numerous to count. Now, how many of y'all got children you got to pick up from school and ride home with? Raise hands, okay? And if your children talk, you know, they talk a whole lot. They tell you about everything that happened that day. But his thoughts are even more numerous than that. In Psalms 139, verse 17 to 18, New Living Translation says this. Y'all check this out. How precious, this is David talking. How precious are your thoughts about me? So when you say I'm not good enough or I'm not enough, he's thinking precious thoughts about you. When you said I'm ugly, he's thinking precious thoughts. What's precious? What does the word precious mean? Y'all talk to me. Raise your hand, somebody come right up to you. Oh, wait a minute, Mike coming to you because we want the world to hear what you got to say. Look, she's looking away now. She's looking away.
I had one word, value.
Value, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, what else does precious mean? We got 1 minute right there.
Special.
Special. So not enough doesn't include special? I'm short, I'm tall, I'm big, I'm small. But those not the thoughts he think about you. How precious are your thoughts about me, oh God? They cannot be numbered. So if you have somebody ask you, well, what do you think about me? They might have 3 or 4 thoughts. But here's just keep going on. They can't be numbered. He's talking about us. Can y'all get a hold on that? If you got a low self-worth, He's thinking precious thoughts about you. He's not seeing you the way you see yourself. Because, see, he didn't make a mistake when he made you. If you black, that's because you're supposed to be. Oh. If you white, that's because you're supposed to be. If you're Latino, that's because what? There it is. Verse 18. This David is talking. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. That's a whole lot. But check this out. And when I wake up, you are still with me. He never went anywhere. Yeah. I ain't called on your name. But y'all know we had boot time before. Where, you know, you went in there and then sometime along the night you snuck out. And don't nobody raise your hand. Don't nobody raise your hand. All right? Ed, you with me, man? You don't nobody raise your hand. Got what you wanted to get and then you left. But when you woke up, he was still there. You woke up this morning. How we know? Because you're sitting here. And he was still there. I do counseling. I'm specialized in trauma where people just can't move forward. And I had this one person that was so concerned about being left. And what she didn't know was, as I'm taking her through this place, this process, her eyes are closed, and she's going to this place, and she sees Jesus looking over her. And he says, I can't wait for you to wake up so I can see your smile, so I can see your eyes, so I can just see you move. That was the last time she brought that up. Amen? All right, let's look at the second thing. God's thoughts are always about victory. Now, Jeremiah 29:11, what Jeremiah 29:11 say? Y'all know it by heart. Okay, keep going. Thoughts to prosper you and give you a future and a hope. Well, let me tell you about this thing, Jeremiah 29:11. Let me give you a little history. So the Israelites, they are in captivity with Babylonian captivity, okay? Now, God told the people, Nicole told them, hey, look, you need to walk this way. That's a song, isn't it? Yeah. And God is telling them, stay this way, go this way. But they got turned over into idols. They start watching idols. You know what idols are? It's when we look at somebody else's lifestyle and say, I wish I had what they had. How come God blessed them and didn't bless me? Who are you putting over? Let me just clarify this thing right quick. If we have a good God, and we do, and you believe him for something, but he already knows that will destroy you, would a good father give you something that he knows is going to take you out instead of bless you? Why would he give you something that he knows you can't handle, that you're not mature enough to receive? Now, that's what the prodigal son dad did wrong. The child came to him and said, hey, look, I got all this money I wanted, and I want it now. That's a commercial. I must look at a live TV. I don't know. I want it now. You know, the dad said, hey, man, it's always going to be yours. Why you want it now? He gives it to him. So he goes out partying, party over here, party over there. How many of y'all know a lot of friends hanging around you because you got money or you got a ride? But when all that was over, he said to himself, I can go back home. Now, the other brother, he stayed home where the money is, where the food is. Now, he was a little teed off, though, when the brother came back, because he was like, you know, I'm hoping the brother die. I mean, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's some hopes out there about people when they get stuff that you think you should have. But see, in Hebrew customs, the father never runs to the son. The son runs to the father. Now, while that boy is gone, dad gave him what he asked for, but the dad also suffered because he was worried about his son. Is he all right? Is he alive? Is he still, will he ever come back? So some things we don't get because God knows we're not ready for them. Okay, I don't have a clock, so I'm just going to look over this way. All right? It's mighty quiet. Say mighty quiet. But y'all ask him about that. So Father, what's going on? Where do I need to grow to receive what I just prayed for? Uh-oh. Let me keep going. All right, so now look. So their thoughts, I'm talking about the Israelites that's in captivity, based off disobedience, they had 70 years of captivity. Now, I know you, I know me, I know us. If we was in captivity 10 days, we'd be complaining. Yeah. Wouldn't have no sweet potato pie. All right? But then when we go to his thoughts, he's thinking about life in the future. Life and the future. So now they're in captivity for 70 years. Now, he's giving it 70 years because he knows some people are not just going to grow. They're not going to grow. So I want to make sure that when that time is up, the good guys or the good girls, they are the ones that walk out because I don't want to do this again because I love you. But his thoughts was about life. So next time you talk about Jeremiah 29:11, just know in advance, people were in captivity and God was reminding them that I have a future and a hope for you. Because see, you don't step in nothing without a hope. In Jeremiah 29:11, I know y'all want to read that together because every time you with somebody and you say 29:11, they start to read it right out to show you that they know what it is. All right, so let's show them we know what it is. Y'all ready? All right, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now, if it's plans for peace, why is he going to bring somebody into your life that's going to break chaos? If that's the promise, if that's a part of the future and the hope, why would he allow somebody? Now, we can allow, but he didn't give it to us. Because he said his setup is well-being, peace and well-being. The more you hang around with somebody that's chaotic, the more your well-being is going to show itself. Your legs start hurting. Your arms start hurting. Your chest start hurting. What is it? There's no such thing. It's an unexpressed emotion. It goes somewhere and it does something. So stuff starts to show up in your body because you're dealing with situations that he didn't place you in. Peace and well-being. Those two go together. Imagine that, guys. Seriously. I'm in my preaching mode today, boy. I tell you. Okay? How constant is his thoughts about us? In Isaiah chapter 49. Check this out. Now, this is what I found out by reading the word. You know, God don't need to write nothing on his hands because he know everything. But when the word was written, he wrote it and had it written in such a way that it would relate to the stuff we do. So before the iPhones came out and what else came out? Because it was Android and then with a little thing that came out with a little pen. Palm palette, that's what it was. Before the palm palette came out, what we did was we wrote on stuff. Before that, we wrote on our hand. So when I'm looking at this thing, I say, so Father, what's going on with this? He said, I had it written so that it could relate to you all. You know, like over in the Old Testament, talk about it was written on the tablet. He knew that we were going to get an iPad. He knew how that thing was going to work. But then it was rocks. I'm just telling y'all what I got. All right, check this out. I'll never forget you. Never. So he repeated it to make sure we got it. Look, I've written your names on the palm of my hands. Now, that's a whole lot of names, isn't it? Big hand. But I'll never forget you. Now, we might forget him. Uh-oh. I'm not even going to ask when the last time you prayed, when the last time you read the word, when the last time you forgave somebody. I'm just going to keep on going, honey. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just keep going. He's always planning for us. This is what he's doing with his thoughts. He's always planning for us. His thoughts are certain. So it's certain that he's thinking about us right now. It's certain that he has a future and a hope for us right now. That's how he's thinking. Every moment of every minute, he's thinking certainty about us. He's thinking numerous, whole lot of thoughts about us. Just keep going. You know, some people think about somebody, they're like, man, I got to let that one go, boy. I tell you. Woo. His thoughts are tender towards us, not to burn us up, not to cut us down. Tender. When he's thinking about us, it's tender. You know, y'all got somebody you love, you think tender thoughts about them? Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter and stay in tender. I'm just talking now. I'm excited today. graceful. Grateful. Merciful. Merciful is when I don't get what I do deserve. We deserve to be punished. But his thoughts about us is merciful. How can I work this with favor towards them? But grace is when I get what I don't deserve. Some of us know we don't supposed to have that big job. But it was grateful. Because he knew what we were going to do. He knew he was going to have to work with us. But he knew down the road what you were going to need that money for, that blessing for. It might not have been for you. Guys, we're supposed to have money to bless people. I'm telling you, we're supposed to have money so that we can bless people. Because what part of the Bible? Y'all, I think it's in James, where it's talking about when somebody come to you and they ask for something. You know where it is? Well, they can't give it to them because they don't have the money. They don't have the provision for it. So they say, hey, go in peace, be blessed. That would just say, fine, you got it? You got it, Brandy? Find it for me. All right. Y'all help out. So you know, the person looking at you funny. He's like, wait a minute there. It's compassionate. This is how he thinks about us. Not how he's going to hurt us. Even his discipline has compassion and mercy, tenderness. People are going through stuff right now with the coronavirus and all the stuff that went on. And the key word is uncertainty. But we serve a God who's certain about his thoughts towards us. How he's going to bring us out. How he's going to bring us to a resting place. How he's going to make sure provision is set up for us. But let me make it clear. If you don't give, you don't have a fruit. You don't have crops that's coming up that you can take advantage of. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So if I eat everything that I have no seed that I planted because I ate the seed. So therefore, when I look down the road and I'm saying, well, I hope God provided. What did you plant? I'm looking at the clock again, the exit sign. I'm looking at the exit sign. What did you plant? Now, I get tired of people saying, well, I sow and I don't expect to reap. Well, you tell that to a farmer to go out there and spend all those hours planting grass. I mean, what did they plant? Seeds, corn, tomatoes. Now, he gets up or she gets up, water stuff and all this kind of stuff, and then he goes and she goes and picks it up. But they didn't expect that. So stop telling that lie. It's an automatic. If you give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm just there today, bro. I'm just there. All right. Names he called us. Y'all know some cuss words that people call you before? Don't say it. Did we get straight, Brandy?
Yeah.
Okay. Can y'all pull that up on the back there?
James 2:16.
James chapter 2, verse 16. And they're pulling it up back there. What we're talking about. Stop saying that you don't expect a harvest when you sow a seed. Because you the one killing your seed. I don't expect it. The angels right there watered it. Then, did y'all hear what he said? He's not expecting it. Now, God's angels didn't do that, but who else is listening? Okay. All right. Okay. All right, I'm going to keep on going. They looking it up, though. They very competent back there. I wouldn't want their seat. That's all I got to say. All right. Because the heat is on. Yeah, that's a movie too, isn't it? Huh? It's a song too? Who's on that? The heat is on. Was that Miami Vice or something? All right, guys. Okay, all right. I'm going to go back. Come back here. Megan, bring him back here. And y'all check this out. And one of you said to him, goodbye. Keep yourself warm. Now, the person said the cold. Keep yourself warm and well-fed. I'm hungry too. Without giving him the necessary, what's the necessaries for the body, what good does that do? Is that why? That's why we're supposed to have money. And we're not going to give to everybody, but we're going to listen on the inside and see who the Holy Spirit tells us to give to. You follow me? So we're supposed to have so we can give. Because the reason they came to you, uh-oh. You think God told them to come?
No.
They look like they prosperous. They look like they got it going on. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back. Thank you. Names he calls us. And we said no curse words. He don't put us down. He don't say ugly things about us. Without cussing, what's the ugliest name you ever been heard? That you ever heard? Oh, great. Day of the morning. That was a tough one over there. Can you say it? Can you say it? Oh, she says, can we spell it? Well, let's move on. All right, let's move on. Let's go back to his names. Names he called us. It's not moving, Shay. Names he called us. All right, chosen. So this does away with people who have always been picked last on a team. Because God chose you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 in New King James, it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Y'all do know that all it takes is one person to have a nation. His own special people. Now, he owns us. We his own special people. Is that enough? We are a chosen generation. That means he picked us. We are a royal priesthood. That means we are belong to deity. We are a holy nation. That's how he sees us. Whether we act that way or not, he calls things to be not as though it was. And a special people. All right, check this out. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who is that back there? Marion? Marion, I can't see you because you're in the dark. Can you come to the light? He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You put a little speed on it, though. Come on, come on, come on, sister. Come on. Ain't no bite you. Ain't no bite you. Now, if I can't see her in the dark, what can she not see? But when I bring her to the light, she was seeing the back of y'all's heads. Now she can see the front. She can see how you're dressed, what your expressions are. Because y'all do know you can see that through the mask, don't you? You can see the eyes through the mask. You can see facial expressions through the mask. So he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light so that we could see better and we could see what was available to us. You can't see that in the dark. That's why you stumble and fall. You can go ahead back now. Thank you. Took a long enough to get up here. But anyway, she chosen, though. She chose. She chose. Another name he called us was his workmanship. I don't belong to you. I belong to him. He molded and shaped everything until it was just the way he wanted. So if my nose this way, guess who did it? If my lips this way, if I got nice hair this way, go ahead. Keep going. All right. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 in the Amplified, it says, for we are his workmanship. Y'all read this next part. His masterwork, a work of art. So that means you're priceless. Created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and ready to be used for God's work, for good work. That's who you are, guys. So stop saying you can't do this. Because he said you can. Spiritually transform. That's how you change. When you spiritually transform, it goes into the natural sector of you that people can see it. But it happens on the inside first. Ready to be used for good works. And let me tell you something. When he created us for good works, you won't know every answer to every situation that you are called to do. But you'll get it when you get there. I was called in on Thursday for a situation that I didn't know. I had never encountered it, never dealt with it before. But when I got there, now what do you think I'm doing on the way? Praying. Holy Spirit, you know what's before me. You know what I need to do. I need to give the right answer to this situation. And I need insight, and I thank you that you already showing me what to do. Did I get the answer right there? But as I'm traveling, as I'm going up the escalator, going up the elevator, walking to the room, there it is. But your good works You won't know what to do until you get there. So don't sweat it, but you make sure you pray on the way. Y'all got it? Make sure you're praying on the way. Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. If you want to go short prayer, that's it right there. Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. But we are his workmanship, which God prepared for us beforehand. See, he already prepared that before I got there. Taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life. What kind of life? That's a song too, isn't it? Great day. Which he prearranged and made ready for us. See, I didn't know until I got there. But I knew he was there. I know he's the way. See, if we stop trying to figure everything out, I just need to know. These are the names he calls us. Did y'all see any cuss words in there? Y'all not this, y'all not that. He called us strong and courageous. And we could be one that's running the other way. Now, I'm not talking about it as something that's going on that you're supposed to be running. But when that creditor called, you know it's a creditor. Call the person. Answer the phone with so much excitement, they scared. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Hey, how you doing, man? I've been waiting on you to call. They like, what? And I'm talking to real people, guys. This is real stuff. When you call that relationship off, you're strong and courageous. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How you doing?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
So, Pastor.
Pastor, talk to me.
We talking about being warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we allowed to freak out at first?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I be a warrior that's freaking out along the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a warrior and I cry. Okay. I mean, the person I talk to, I told him in advance, I say, look, when I talk to you, I'm about to pray. And I'm going to cry with you. So I cry, but I get it done. I'm still shooting. I'm still wailing. I'm still kicking. I can do that and cry because I can see through my tears. Yes, sir. But if I go down, I'm going to get back up. So, yes, ma'am. You can freak out. But as long as you're running at it instead of from it. I mean, situations got to understand who they're dealing with because they don't know. Well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase it. They know, but they don't think we know. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Boy, let me tell you, strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 through the Amplified. Have I not commanded you? Now, he can't command us to do something we can't do. Because it would be sin. It would be unfair. He said, based off that scripture, he said this before. See, Joshua, he's talking about, who was it? Moses that died? So he talked about, he said, well, look, Moses did. Now, Moses dealt with y'all people all this time. And now I got to take care of it. But Moses told him, say, look, this is what you got. So you can't go to God and tell him that he didn't prepare you because it wouldn't be faith. Have I not commanded you? Oh, okay. Be strong and courageous. So God told him what he's supposed to be. Now, if God's speaking into us, he's speaking into us what has to manifest. Here's somebody in the back.
So the opposite of Ashley, can you have restraint before freaking out?
Yes, ma'am.
Especially if you know in your freak out, you're really going to go over.
You want to go over the freak out?
Yeah, like the freak out is, I don't want to freak out because it's going to bring, my warrior's crazy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, so I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, like, at that point where I've reached my limit, so I try to hold restraint.
Okay.
And that's when my tears and stuff come.
Okay.
Because I don't want to freak out because I know I'm really going to try to kill you.
I'm really going to start trying to kill you?
Yeah.
Okay, I just couldn't hear you.
That's
okay.
my freak out, my worry goes.
Okay.
You know, okay. If I get to that freak out part, I'm going to try to kill you.
Gotcha.
So is it okay to have restraint?
Yes. Please have restraints. Yeah. Now, so let me go real time, okay? Real time. All right, so the reason why you freak out is because that's what you've always done. And so your mind automatically goes to that place. You know, when you see the stuff happening, freak out is the first place I go to. But then you can tell freak out, you're not going to freak out this time. you, Holy Spirit, show me what I need to know. And go for it. So the first time might not be as smooth as you want it to be. But see, we've been trained, whatever works, we do. That's the only reason we do stuff. So freaking out freaks them out. And they like, uh-oh, she's in this place. Better watch out. Better be quiet. And you asked them to be quiet 10 minutes ago. You see what I'm saying? So go different on them. But you do have the permission to freak out first. Amen? Y'all got it? But just maintain yourself, because the enemy, he says, if I get her to freak out enough, one day she is going to kill. And I get to get rid of her. Because see, one of the things, Faith, I just need to make sure you understand. I would like for you to understand. It was a lot easier dealing with you when you used to be who you were. People, when you grow like you're growing, the people you used to hang around with, it places a demand on them that says, first thing they go is, who she thinks she is? Well, I'm a child of God, and I believe that. You don't have to make apologies for who you are now. But when you change and grow, it places a demand on the people who don't to try to put you down to get you to come back to where you used to be. And what we know about behavior is going back is not the way to go. Amen? Okay. Now Faith will tell you now. If Faith feeling something, she's going to tell you. Thank you, Faith. Faith said, get ready to go wild on him. All right. And let me go on. But he said, so Faith, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I used to, you know, before I got healing, a lot of places I went, I didn't see people my color with me. So I was into photography, portrait photography, wedding photography. I may go to a 1,000-seat workshop, and only three of us would be there. So guess what I did? I took that to the God. I said, Father, you know, it's like I feel inadequate, like I shouldn't be here. And he said, wherever you go, that's where I sent you. Now I sit on the front row. I would go sit on the front row. There it is. I'm just telling you guys, you got to talk his word to you. Because who listens more than you? To the good and the bad you speak. All right. Now, this is another way he thinks. He thinks victorious. So when we bring out our problem, he answers it with victory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 57, it says, but thanks be to God. See, we're thanking him in advance. Who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where does the victory come from? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know him, where the victory? Amen. It's 11:08. It's 11:08. That normally stop at 11. What do you think, honey? Go ahead. Okay. All right. So I want to pass out. Can I get ushers? Pass these out. And I'm challenging you for the next 30 days to do I am statements. These are the things that God says about us. And for 30 days, just do it right before you get up or right before you go to bed. And just do it for 30 days and you're going to see your life change. What will happen is the one that he wants to change is the one that you will start to see a difference in yourself. Amen? I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Y'all can hold on for a second. I went too fast. Hold on for a second. So, Father, we thank you that we found out today, and we didn't know, that you're always thinking about us. But it's good. It's peaceful. It's assurance. It's victory that you want us to have. So as a result of that, I'm asking you to pray this prayer with me and the congregation so that you can walk in, be accepted in the household of God. Be a believer, a Christian, that can talk to God about things that you are encountering and can listen to God and hear him in ways that you never thought possible. So repeat after me, congregation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in your word, according to Romans 10:9-10, that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised me from the dead, I call on your name now, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. I receive you now. I make you the Lord of my life. Therefore, according to your word, I'm now saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you for giving me the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And all you need to do is go to chosenrva.com and go to the new member section, and you'll find information about what just took place. Because you need to know what took place so that you can enjoy what you just did. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.